33 DKR LLC, east of Route 20, south of Steel Drive, being lot 76 within Steel Lane, development variance front yard setback requirement.
Margaret Falk, 27331 Martins Farm Road, and I'm representing DNF Builders.
Do you swear testimony you're about to give at your own professional knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening.
You have a placement survey. I'm Margaret Falk, and I'm representing the builder. The investor, the person who owned the lot and built the house, actually is Doug Ritter, and he's the owner of DKR LLC. We built the house for him, and he actually came before you to get a variance because these lots down on Steel Drive and in that development are very small. They were originally made for mobile homes, and when you get a septic on the back, there's not a lot of room, and he asked for a variance for the front porch. Well, we set out the front corners of the house, and we laid a string. We tried to measure exactly as close as we could possibly get, and the mason put the footer, centered it on our string, and then when the guys laid the block, they're 6 inches off. So that's the only explanation we have for it, is that we didn't know it was off until we got the placement survey itself, and it's 6 inches off. I am not sure if he asked for a foot, but nothing else is going to be built out there. It's a small covered front porch with brick roll lock, and I think actually the brick roll lock is out an inch, so that's part of the mistake. So it was mainly just a mistake.
According to the survey, you're 5.5 feet into the setback.
He had already requested a 5 foot variance,
okay.
And that's what we were going by. We were going by the 5 foot variance, and we missed it by, well, it's actually only about 5 inches.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
And we've had that happen with masons on occasion, even when we get it pinned by a surveyor. So it was just one of those things. We didn't get it pinned. We thought it's so small. We strung strings between the posts, and we put little things up and strung strings. We thought we were really accurate. And then when we got the placement, we went, what happened? And there's only one thing could have happened, is that the mason, he didn't hit the string right. I think we're a little bit, actually, I think we're a little closer on one side than the other. So we're off maybe just an inch on one end of the house less. But we didn't know it until the survey came through, and we went, oh my gosh, something got screwed up.
Okay. All right. Do we have any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bergman?
No.
Johnson, Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the applicant's demonstrated that wasn't necessarily created by the applicant, but by one of its subcontractors. I don't see where this additional request will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it would be a minimal variance to afford relief. There, and of course, like before, the septic and whatnot makes it unique, as well as the lot size. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 9533 for 5.5 foot front yard variance.
Have a second that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9533. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
We don't try to do this very often. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, I think, once in 25 years. So thank you very much.